love, sex, and astrology for each zodiac sign. This applies to your sun, moon, rising sign, Venus and Mars placements. Aries. Aries needs someone who matches their independence and need for adventure. They are true romantics. They are cardinal mode alongside Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. And this means that they love the thrill of newness. They love that thrill of a new relationship. They can get bored when things settle into a set routine and it's too samey. So with Aries, they need to keep their relationship fresh. They need an element of independence and challenge. If you want an interesting, independent, action-orientated partner that you can have lots of adventures with, go for Aries. Aries men are those archetypical men. They are like knights rescuing damsels in distress. Aries women are the Maid Marian types. And sexually, Aries has a high sex drive. They are Mars ruled. That's raw sexuality. They're impulsive and spontaneous, craving instant gratification at times. Red hot Mars is a ruling planet, making them more sexual than sensual. Sex can be like sport to them, an athletic workout. The part of the body ruled by Aries is the head and the face. This is the sensual area of their body. Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus, planet of love, sensuality and eroticism. They love massage, they love good food, they love nice quality things, whether they're rich, whether they're poor. There's always that sense of style and taste and love of the good things in life. They love to engage all of their senses. They are very physical, yet they're also very traditional. They're into stability relationship-wise. Earth signs can very much stay in a relationship past the relationship lifespan. They take marriage vows very seriously. They can be jealous, they can be possessive. Taurus rules the second house of the zodiac, which is all about possessions, what you own. There's that sense of ownership with Taurus. If you're with them, they own you. You are their possession. They are practical in a relationship. Being an earth sign, they show their love to you by what they can do for you in tangible ways, like making you a meal, giving you a massage, doing something for you that can be expressed in a tangible way. And for Taurus, it's the neck that's the sensual area of the body. Gemini. Being in love with Gemini is like loving many people at once. Geminis are multifaceted. It's hard to get bored with the Gemini's company as there are always new facets to unravel. Geminis need an intelligent partner who can be a match for them intellectually. They love change, they love surprises, they love to circulate, they love to learn from you. So they really, really value intelligence, and they also are the butterflies. They need room to breathe. And being an air sign means that, as well as obviously needing air literally, as in lots of fresh air, it's emotionally and mentally too. Don't try and pin down your Gemini. Give these butterflies freedom. They need interaction and a diverse range of friends, acquaintances and interests. They can be all talk at times. They can do many things at once, and they live in the realm of words, which can be more important to them and much more important than the tangible reality of Earth. Geminis often have a bad rap about being two-timing and duplicitous. And, you know, people say, oh, Geminis, the unfaithful signs. But actually, this isn't true. You know, Geminis, sure, they can be in love with two people at the same time. They're also likely to have shorter gaps in between relationships, as opposed to having long pauses. That is unless they don't have the life partner for life. And you know how some people need to find someone new before they end a relationship, or at least find themselves attracted to a new more, whilst others are happy to have that long pause between old and new. With a typical Gemini, it's often the former. For a Gemini, sex has to start in the mind. The mind is the most important arousing sex organ of the body. Gemini rules the arms, and this is the part of the body that really loves to be massaged and touched. Cancer. Cancer is all about security in a relationship. Cancerians need to have their roots. They need to belong. They need a clan. Romantic love has to come before marriage. Cancerians need security. They need affection and kindness. They need to be nurtured. They need to nurture. And they need to feel safe enough to be able to come out of their shell and be vulnerable for you and protect you and let you into their world, to let you into the warmth of their nest. There is a maternal theme going on with Cancer. Cancer is ruled by the moon. Cancerian women often look for maternal men, and Cancerian men can be very maternal with their partner. Cancer needs to be needed. You can be helpless, you can be vulnerable, you can be weak. With Cancerians, all of that's fine. They need to be needed. They are very changeable. Their moods change with the ebb and flow of the moon. Anyone in a partnership with a Cancerian is advised to have a moon phase calendar, which can really help them to predict their Cancerian's mood. So showing the different phases of the lunar cycle. Cancer is loyal in relationships because security is so important. Psychologically and emotionally, they have that real emotional wisdom. They're very mature. They kind of understand human nature, and they will know deep into your psyche. Sexually, Cancerians need to feel emotionally safe and secure in order to be physically open and vulnerable with you. The chest area is that erogenous zone for them. Leo. Leo is ruled by the heart. It's a zodiac sign of the heart. Leo lives life through the heart. Love is what makes Leo's world go round. It's their ways on d'etre. Whether they're in love or recovering from a broken heart, there was always love in their life if they're a typical Leo. They are romantic, they're generous, they love to lavish their attention and their gifts on the ones that they love. They love expensive things, they have very luxurious taste, they want the best things, and they will shower you with these lavish gifts and make grand gestures of love. Love to them is really dramatic. It's like something right out of the fairy tale and the movies. And they love to infuse people with spirit. Love is a creative act for them. They are the magnificent sun at the centre of their universe. There's always an element of Leo's love revolving around them and other people. They are faithful and proud, but you must respect them, never humiliate them. They must be treated with the utmost respect. Whatever point of the relationship you're at with a Leo, always keep that honeymoon phase alive. Leo rules the fifth house. This is the house of the love affair. Leos are very passionate. They have a high sex drive, like the other fire signs. They have that lion's appetite, and they can be quite performance driven in this way. And it's the spine. They love a back massage. It's the spine is the part of the body that's ruled by Leo. Now on to Virgo. So in Roman religion, there were six priestesses who tended the state cult of Vesta, the goddess of the hearth. And these goddesses, these priestesses, performed duties such as attending to the fire of the temple of Vesta, keeping their chastity, fetching water from the sacred spring, etc. And Virgo has that reputation for purity, for cleanliness. And like the Vestal Virgins, this is a sign that can be celibate easier than maybe some of the other signs. And, you know, with Virgo, you might find that when it comes to scheduling in their lovemaking, they may like to have it scheduled into their diaries, as opposed to being spontaneous. They love lists, they love journaling, they love those instruction books, the relationship instruction how-to books. And Virgos, like the other earth signs, Taurus and Capricorn, can stay in a relationship even after the fire has gone. And like the other earth signs, Taurus and Capricorn, sexually, Virgo has a physical, earthy drive. And it's the stomach area which is ruled by Virgo. Libra. Libra is the archetypical lover. For a Libra, it's all about the balance between masculine, feminine. It's the scales. It's symmetry. And it's the commitments. It's the intellectualism, the mirror of Aphrodite. And for Libra, appearance is very important. Self-image. Librans are normally graced with a kind of beauty. And they need lots of honesty, they need scintillating conversation. Being an air sign, that's very important for a Libra. And Libras, the typical Libras, don't really want to go it alone in life. They are very relationship orientated. But you might find with Libra that they need to be coaxed into the actual experience of love. They can spend a while weighing things up. It's the seventh house in astrology, so it's that relationship decision-making phase. But the idea of marriage is appealing to them, signing on the dotted line. They can be quite in their heads about relationships. They can sit on the fence. But being relationship orientated, as a Libra is, they will always make decisions based on we rather than I. The ideal relationship for a Libra is one with much harmony rather than a fiery, challenging, dramatic relationship. They always have good advice for friends regarding their relationships. And, you know, when it comes to a Libra's relationship, it's also about practicing what it is they know, putting into practice all of those things they know so that it's not a cerebral aesthetic experience. And sexually being ruled by Venus, Aphrodite, lovemaking is as natural to Libra as is breathing. Now Scorpio, onto the sign Scorpio, very passionate, very much driven by deep emotions. Scorpio can be the loyalist of all signs, but you have to earn their trust and respect. Still waters run very deep. Scorpios, they have that reputation as being the sexiest sign of the zodiac. But actually for them, sex is a metaphysical experience and so is love. So yeah, sure, they have that capacity, but it's more than just the physical for Scorpio. It's the metaphysical. It's the sort of deep soul connection with someone. And it's a surrender. Being fixed sign, fixed mode, Scorpio can be incredibly faithful, yet they can be very possessive and revengeful. They can pay you back if they are that type of Scorpio. There's many different levels of a Scorpio, but the more kind of base type of Scorpio, who's the archetypical Scorpio as opposed to the golden eagle, is the one who will pay you back. So it's basically very much tit for tat, can be like that. But for the evolved one, it's all about the deep bonding, the spiritual connection with another that lasts forever. They can be very secretive. They can be jealous. They can, you know, check your phone and computer just to make sure you're trustworthy. And it can sound a bit like double standards, but the thing with Scorpio is they trust themselves implicitly because they know themselves. But, you know, it can just take a while for them to trust you because they have to really, really know you to the depth. And so for Scorpio, the kind of relationship that's really suited to them is someone who is very self-honest and someone who has delved into their psyche and knows himself well, will be a very good reflection for Scorpio. So on to Sagittarius. So Sagittarius, they need much freedom. They love wandering, but that doesn't mean they have a wandering eye. They can have cold feet about getting serious at the beginning of a relationship. And they also have itchy feet. They can get very restless. So they are idealistic when it comes to love. And they're half man, half horse. They don't want to be caged. They're not a domestic kind of creature. The meaning of life is everything for them. Exploration through voyages and mental travel too. They do require, you know, someone who matches their intellect and need for adventure as much as them. With fire signs, there's that element of them infusing spirit to others. They're looking for someone who has a shared vision with themselves, who can share their dreams and visions. Someone who can gaze into the distant horizon with, rather than gazing deeply into each other's eyes. Sagittarius is turned on mentally as well as physically by adventure and thrill. This is a sign who loves nature and can be very spontaneous. Lovemaking is definitely not limited to the bedroom with Sagittarius. And it's the thighs, which is the sensitive area for Sagittarius. Capricorn. Capricorns can take some time to open up. Love is a serious deal to them. They can be cautious about entering a relationship. Capricorns, in the same way to Cancer, their opposite sign, have that outer crust. They have that wall around them that needs to be penetrated. It needs to be dissolved before they let someone in. They can be loners. They are very self-controlled. They're on that mountainous journey. Relationship-wise, there can be a tendency of choosing a relationship based on status and security. Capricorn's ruled by Saturn, and it's those Saturnian relationships for Capricorn, which is often the usual type that's chosen. Marriage is Capricornian by nature, with all its tradition, all of its legally binding contract of commitment. And they're not normally impulsive relationship-wise. They either get married quite young or much older. And actually, for a Capricorn, like an arranged marriage is very Capricornian as well. And Capricorn relationship can be a little bit of a parent-child relationship sometimes, you know, with Capricorn being the authority and the parent. But really, there's that inner child that needs to come out with Capricorn. Their creativity really does need to be unlocked. So often they gravitate towards those who can help live out their inner child for them. And sexually, Capricorn can be very sensual with a high sex drive, yet able to be celibate for long periods of time. They're often drawn to things like tantric sex. They like to take their time to open up, and these can be the lovers that carry on being lovers well into their twilight years. And it's the knees, which is the part of the body that's ruled by Capricorn. On to Aquarius. Aquarius needs to be your friend as well as your lover. Aquarius needs truth. Aquarius is the truth-seeking sign of friendship. They are a people's person. Everyone is their friend. Jealous partners could find this a problem. Relationship-wise, in a similar way to Sagittarius, they need that shared vision and interest with the other. They love to be around people, but equally love their own space. Aquarians are very idealistic in relationships. There can be a real difference in cultural backgrounds, age gaps, or whatever, because it's the mutual interests and resonance on a mental and spiritual level that bonds an Aquarian to another, as opposed to having that relationship of convenience, just because it's within close proximity, you know, be it getting involved with somebody just because they live down the road or 5 miles radius from you. That's not really the usual type of Aquarius relationship. And for a typical Aquarian, when stuff gets really emotionally laden and heavy, they do need a little bit of breathing space. An overload of that sticky emotion can be very claustrophobic for them. Remembering that Aquarius has a co-ruler of Saturn as well as Aquarius. So, you know, you have the more traditional conservative Aquarians who care about what people think of them and like to follow the rules. Nevertheless, they can still very much surprise you in those unexpected moments. Or you have the other type, the very Uranian type, which Uranus is the other planet, the newer planet, which rules over Aquarius, making them very unconventional, very individualistic, loving the fact that they're different, being quite a wild card. And often Aquarius are a combination of both. Aquarius is a very loyal sign. It's fixed mode, yet can be commitment phobic with an avoidant attachment style. No doubt there will be a strong Aquarius Uranus signature in the charts of those who stay unattached or are permanently scouring the online dating sites, never progressing past the initial dating phase of a relationship. They can be unconventional and progressive in their relationship style. open relationships, part-time relationships, long-distance relationships, etc., etc., anything goes. They are loyal. They can be your best friend as well as your partner. They're tolerant, non-judgmental. They'll accept you for who you are. They need their partner to be their best friend too. Sexually, there is an experimental streak to Aquarius. They can be very spontaneous. And for air signs, which goes for Gemini and Libra as well as Aquarius, it's that mental rapport that really needs to be there as well as the physical attraction. The calves are the Aquarius part of the body. Pisces. It's rare for a typical Piscean not to be in love, whether that is in love with another person, in love with a cause, in love with an idea, in love with their hobby and passion, or a god. And when it comes to relationship, it's a muse they're looking for. It's a twin soul. It's a deity that they seek. They see your higher self. They see your best self. And they will see you with rose-coloured glasses. They need someone they can worship, merge into, be at one with, literally to be their other half. They are dependent, and yet this is a sign of two extremes. You have the fish going in two different directions. So one of the fish cannot be in a relationship. And the other is addicted to togetherness. One may well choose a very celibate, almost monastic reality, abstaining from all the flesh pleasures of life. Whereas the other fish can go in totally the other way. They want to rescue you and they need rescuing too. They're capable of a deep, devotional, unconditional love. They'll put you first. Like Gemini, their fellow mutable mode sign, you have many people with the Pisces. You will never get bored. Pisces is a chameleon. They can be easily seduced. And sexually, there needs to be that fantasy and eroticism there. And it's their feet, which are the sensitive area of their body.